99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. Last week, we did our what are you doing at the courthouse? And we're out there talking to people about what are you doing standing at the courthouse? And this one group of people is really interesting. This woman was getting a divorce. There was another group of people, an actual couple waiting to get a divorce. Here's how the conversation happened.
I'm getting a divorce.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, can I ask what caused the divorce?
Things just didn't work out.
Do you have any big plans after the divorce is over?
I'm celebrating.
How do you plan on celebrating?
A round of shots for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, man.
These guys over here, they're doing the same thing that you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're getting a divorce as well.
Divorces. Everybody's getting this. It's like Oprah. You get a divorce, and you get a divorce, and you get a divorce.
Everybody sounds happy also.
They really do.
They do.
Back in the day, it was kind of a sad thing when the family would fall apart. They're all ready to go and celebrate and hang out, do shots together. Even the couple who's getting divorced, they sound happy.
Yes. Wow.
It's like crazy. 800-992-1099. What was your divorce celebration? Like, this is like a real thing now. Like, people can go out and celebrate their divorce. I thought that was supposed to be sad.
I didn't have one.
Have what? A divorce?
A celebration.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, you did. You've lost your mind. You
no,
did.
No,
you
didn't I didn't celebrate? Have a celebration.
But what did you do? Maybe you had maybe a little bottle of wine. A big bottle of wine? Big bottle of something? A couple of bottles? Wow. So it was a private celebration?
Yeah.
You didn't, like, fly off to Vegas with your friends?
No. Right.
Some people do that.
That's true.
Yeah. Some people do.
And then this other couple, they can't wait to celebrate. They're getting a divorce. And then they are going to celebrate together their divorce. Maybe they'll start dating again. Who knows what?
Yeah, it happens. Maybe it's better that way.
It happens sometimes. What was your divorce celebration? Call us now. This lady said a round of shots for everybody at the courthouse.
Yes.
Man. We'll get to your calls on the way. 99.5 QIK. All right, Veronica, if you could go back and do it over just to continue the conversation, would you have a bigger divorce celebration after the divorce?
No, because, I mean, it wasn't a happy thing for my marriage to have come to an end. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it was terrible. It was, you know, just not good. Does that make sense?
I mean, I don't have a judgment. You're just being honest. Yeah, I was just curious.
There wasn't some, you know, big sell. You know, like there wasn't anything to celebrate. It was kind of like we went our separate ways. So
you grew apart.
Yeah.
Well, your celebration of why do I go down this road? Will your celebration of marrying Eddie be bigger than the celebration of the divorce?
Whoa!
I mean, naturally. Naturally.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
There you go. Eddie, I did you a solid, buddy.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. What if you were like, no, probably not.
Hey, Eddie, let's just go down to the courthouse. Because, you know. I mean, that's how my divorce was. So if I wanted to match that, that's what
It'd
I would do.
It'd be great if our courthouse guy, Chris, is down there and sees you and
yes!
says, hey, what are you doing? Oh, Veronica, what are you doing at the courthouse? Oh, me and this guy. I guess we're going to get married.
Do you take this man? I mean, I guess.
Let's get to Kimberly on divorce celebrations. What do you got, Kimberly?
I was laughing because my divorce took 14 months to get. And I had finally moved back to Florida, and so I was, like, ready to start my life. So I went to my tattoo artist and got a tattoo.
Mm. Really? What'd you get?
I got a Brighton charm bracelet, and I got my kid's initials, my maiden name's initials. Yeah, that was my celebration.
Little ink therapy. Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
I love she got the maiden name. It's like, yep. I will never leave you again, maiden name. I will always remember you. Forgive me, maiden name. So many great stories of divorce parties. Some of these are better than, like, you know, weddings.
It's
like unbelievable. 99.5 QIK.
FYI, we have a great string going on our Mark and Veronica Facebook page of the way people have celebrated their divorces as well.
Man, if I was some spouses out there, I'd be getting a little nervous. They're like, are you planning a divorce party by chance? Let's get to Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
So I did have a divorce party because my friends are the best, because I was getting divorced from a man who was 20 years older than me. And in hindsight, he married me to boost his credit score.
Oh, my gosh.
He was an opportunist. Not all gold diggers are blonde, okay? He was a gold digger. Okay? I currently owe less on my 2016 car than it cost me to get divorced from this gentleman. My friends threw me a divorce party, and the favorite party favor of all of them was they had panties made that had 740 written across the front, because that's what your credit score would need to be to date me in the future.
Pretty good.
Wow. I like that.
Great call, and you can always get a free check of your credit at creditkarma.com. You don't have to get married, okay?
Fantastic. Have a great one, guys.
You too. Bye. I saw the commercial the other day. It stuck with me.